We turn our attention to newcomers and a collaboration between the Niagara Folk Arts and the folks over at RBC, trying to help newcomers into the Niagara region. To give us an update of what this is all going to mean, Emily Kovacs is Executive Director of the Niagara Folk Arts Multicultural Center and joins us on the program. Emily, how are you doing?
Doing good. It's great to hear from you again, Matt.
No worries. This is I think we've been growing, and you guys over at the Folk Arts have been doing great jobs of helping out newcomers. But I guess new programs are always very welcome, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, we are always looking for opportunities to not only bring programs in, but also have sort of a co-creation opportunity with partners in the community. And you know, that's where this particular new program came from.
So what is this partnership, and what's it going to mean for folks that are new to the region?
Sure. So it's one of the many MOUs that we have signed with various partners. And basically what we're looking partner with RBC is to, work on their, leveraging their expertise and skill sets in helping newcomers understand financial literacy. And, so they're going to be doing things like, offering workshops to orientation to Ontario workshops, particularly about financial literacy. They're also going to help us with mentorship opportunities. They will help with newcomer mental health information. They'll help with some of our, digital marketing. And basically community engagement programming to support the Folk Arts Festival. So RBC wants to give back, and these were ways that we have been working with them for a number of months now to figure out what are the best alignments between our organization and theirs. And we found these three critical elements to be really helpful. Of course, they're not the only financial providers we work with, but we're very helpful, very thankful and optimistic about where this will lend us. So on RBC's end, they're going to offer us some volunteers, and on our end, we're going to offer RBC some opportunity to, to work with newcomers in ways that we haven't thought about before. And of course, the longer term is, these are the initial programs that we've been thinking about, but longer term, we're also hoping that, we become very good partners where we become part of the workforce so that training opportunities for RBC can also happen, so that newcomers can work in banks, which, by the way, is already happening in informal ways. So I think, again, there's a lot of opportunity to give and get for both the Folk Arts and RBC. And we invite other partners to come and join us as well. As we move out of the COVID recovery and we're looking towards the future, we know that newcomers will play a very crucial role in terms of making sure that we all sort of come out of this in different ways. So this is one of the examples of, how partnerships like this can work between newcomers and, various corporations as well.
So financial literacy is kind of one of those pillars of kind of issues that you've kind of highlighted, because I think that would, because some people out there would say, well, a dollar in place A is the same as a dollar in place B. Sure, it may be worth different, but the basics of finances from country to country are very similar. So I'm curious of why that's such a big focus.
I think, so what we also see on the ground is that when newcomers come, there's a lot of different, what I would call financial products that are available in Canada that they wouldn't necessarily be open to in their country of origin. So things like mortgages, understanding mutual funds and things that are not necessarily well done in other countries may not be the same. Or being financially literate about, making sure they understand about, same-day bank loan systems and how not to be a victim of, financial frauds and certain things like that. I think those are very important, critical information that places like the RBC can give us. And at the same time, we want to make sure that that we also offer this kind of support to newcomers to make sure that, that they do well and at the same time learn about, how to open a savings account and how to open, you know, how to start thinking about long-term plans, about how to save up for a mortgage and things like that. So there's lots of opportunity to do it in collaboration with financial institutions. And also it's one of our pillars that we think of when we are thinking about supporting newcomers as they start their journey in Canada.
It's kind of one of those fundamental pieces, right? You want them to be successful, and ultimately, at the end of it, financial success and kind of stability is a key cornerstone of, I guess, growing the family, building the household, and everything else, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And to be honest, for the most part, you know, we do well, and newcomers do really well. If research shows us that, you know, when you compare newcomers compared to, you know, the other population in, you know, after 5 to 10 years of their migration to Canada, they're relatively as well off as their Canadian counterparts, if not better. So certainly we know that their ability to, you know, think for the future is great. They just need the tools as to how to do that here in Canada, and that's what RBC will offer to us. And this, at the same time, you know, they'll also be able to hopefully make new friendships and mentorships and opportunities that you know, that the workers at RBC want to support us with. And we're really excited about them reaching out to us and want to partner with us in this way.
And does this program kind of kick off immediately kind of thing?
Yes, we signed the MOU. And, of course, we have a 5-year strategic plan, so we're going to continuously review this every year. We have some deliverables that we attach to them. And, you know, again, we'll review it every year and see if it needs adjustments and, you know, what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, we'll just continue our partnership as it evolves. And, we're hopeful that it leads us to new directions.
Yeah, a lot more people kind of a part of the overall picture is always very welcome, let's face it. So this new agreement with and collaboration with RBC sounds like it should be a pretty good addition to the programming and opportunities for folks. Now, hey, before I let you go, we've got a couple minutes, not too long, but you've got an event coming up next week, right? Is it Friday, I guess, down in Welland?
Right. It's actually on August the 6th. It's related to our festival. So we kicked off another year of the festival, of course, very different under COVID. But we have an exciting Asian Lantern Festival that's being planned on the Welland Canal on August the 6th from 4 to 8:30 p.m. And really, it's a shout-out and support to members of the Asian community here in Niagara and all across the country. And the idea is anyone from Niagara can come and participate in the event. You'll get a solar lantern along with a ribbon and some messages that you can put on the ribbon and set it off on the shores of the canal bank and basically look for it as a community art event. And it's supposed to have low lights and low sound so that it's very supportive for anybody who is on the autism spectrum. And it's basically a family event. So we welcome anyone to join us. It is in an open space. Of course, all socially distanced requirements will be met. But it's a really easy way to ease back into group activities in a way that we are also respectful and, you know, helping others. So come and join us. All the information details are on our website at www.folk-arts.ca. And it's a free event with some extra opportunity to have an enhanced experience that I think costs $25 for extra items. But for the majority, everyone's welcome. And let's spend some time together to celebrate a traditional Asian lantern water festival. So come and join us.
That's kind of a neat opportunity. And that's next Friday, August 6th, right? That's the Friday. That is a Friday.
That's correct. Yeah.
There we go. And we'll send everybody down there. And it's right along Chippewa Park, right? Like Chippewa Park Pond there along the canal, right? That's where we're going at first.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. And again, it's free, but you do need to register with a free ticket on our website.
Okay, outstanding. Emily, it sounds like a great opportunity, again, to expand kind of the cultural kind of experience we've got here in the region. That's what the folk arts you guys have been doing over there. I appreciate the time today. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Take care there.
Take care.
Cheers. There is Emily Kovacs, Executive Director of the Niagara Folk Arts, a multicultural center.